evening, Patriots. It is a great evening, in fact. And I've got some great things to talk about tonight. We are faced in a period of time right now when the fear that people have over being part of a 1% of risk is blinding them immensely. And on this eve of, well, it's a Mother's Day weekend, but on this eve of Mother's Day, and it was some sad news that came out today. I'm just the effects again of this vaccine and what it's doing to people and what it's doing to young adults that are taking it. Essentially, it's making them infertile, and that's not becoming a question mark. As Dr. Tenpenny and I talked today, that's soon to be proven without a shadow of a doubt. There are case studies being done right now that are establishing this, that the vaccine is making people sterile, men and women. So that's a pretty heavy thing to go into Mother's Day weekend on. However, there's some things to hold your head up on, because I spent 2 hours today, and I've been talking a lot to the doctors that Dr. Tenpenny is working with. And I think we're approaching a systematic way of ensuring a high level of safety for everybody that has not had the vax, and potentially a restorative for those who have, potentially. So buckle up, because it's here at Bards FM. Pretty nice, huh? Way I do that? Tease you in there, make it sound like the nightly news. If we're going to do nightly news, we got to do one other thing. Oh, you know I'm going to do it, because every news program needs to have a sponsor. Tonight's program is very happy to announce that we are advertising for Mike Lindell of MyPillow, which we are. I love Mike Lindell. So tonight, we might have to change the show to Pillow Talk. How's that? You know what's really great is you can go to MyPillow and you can use this awesome code called BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Oh, that's it, B-A-R-D-S. You know how to type that, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. And you can put that in at MyPillow and you can get a whole bunch of discounts. If you cruise on down the page, you see this square that says, what it says right there is a radio listener square. They consider us a radio listener. And then you can go in there and you can go in there and type BARDS. Boom, just like magic. It's like a bomb goes off. And the whole savings happens right before your eye. It's like, boom, the money disappears and there you are. All the savings happens right before you. And you can get some cool, they have like the greatest things over there too. They've got, I bet you didn't know this, MyPillow has pillows. How's that? And they're the best pillows ever. And they've got manly slippers. And they don't just have slippers. Let's get this clear. These are like Patriot slippers. Patriot slippers. They're slippers that have been designed to wear indoor or outdoor. How's that? Man, it's like they're rocking. They're like Patriot assault slippers. Tactical assault slippers by my slipper, my pillow. Put them on your feet and you can go kick indoors and who knows what else. It's awesome. So get on over there to MyPillow. Give Mike Lindell some love, because we love him so much. He's the best Patriot. You imagine if we had 100 Mike Lindells, what that would mean? This country wouldn't have a problem. None at all. We'd have like Patriot America going everywhere. We'd have faith in all of our companies. But that's why we have to support Mike, because he's doing so much for America and he's doing so much for all of us that we love him. And he's so generous. So use the promo code BARDS, BARDS. Go over on that, over there and cruise on over there and get yourself some stuff. Towels, comforters, mattress toppers, whatever you want to do. You'll find something. Come on, Patriots. And it's Mother's Day weekend. Why would you not want to buy your mom something special? Seriously. So get on over there and rock it. Let's make it happy. Okay. So let's get back onto the show. All right, so this vaccine, this injection, it's not a vaccine, it's genetically alternating genetically modifying soup that people are putting in their body, it's dangerous and it's deadly. And it's being injected all over the country. I don't know how many people are taking it, but way too many. That's the first part. And it's way too many people that are living in this sense of fear of thinking. It said, oh, I just looking over it on YouTube. I said the promo code is B-A-R-D-S, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Okay. So anyway, so this injection has got people in this state of anxiety and fear. And the state of anxiety and fear is making them work in completely illogical fashion. They are blinded. Remember what I've told you about fear. It is a devastating thing on your mental process, because once you have fear, your adrenaline kicks in. It shortens your, it literally narrows your focus. It's a fight or flight mechanism that kicks in. You narrow your focus. Your thinking becomes very short term, very focused on how to survive. And then in rushes the dopamine. And the dopamine is one of the most addictive substances known to man. And it is literally, we become addicted to ourself. This is what news does brilliantly, in particular CNN, is they create an addiction system where people are always wanting to get the adrenaline fix from the fear, and which then follows with the dopamine. And what dopamine does is it calms you down. It keeps you very focused on a very clear thought, and it allows you to make very clear decisions only in a short-term span. So you lose your capacity, or at least hinder your capacity to do long-term thinking. And unfortunately, that's what's happening all over this nation. And this youth that has grown up in the digital age, and even millennials, that everything is about changing every half a second on their phone and flipping through, their long-term thinking processes have been deeply impaired. For the elderly, so many of them are afraid of nothing. I'm really disappointed, I have to tell you. For many of the elderly, I understand the ones that don't have a choice, but there's so many of them that are just making irrational decisions. And I don't, you know, it's the whole thing of, we get back to faith or fear, faith or fear, faith or fear. With faith, you have no fear, because you've already been promised something. You've been promised everlasting life. It's pretty simple. So if I, you know, drop dead today, I'm back up and running later tonight, I guess, something like that. I'd be like, hey, what's it going? God's like, how'd that go down there? I'm pretty good, but can I still get that position on the elevator to kick him in the butt and throw him downstairs to the lake of fire? That's what I want to do. So, but here's what I want to get to. And I'm not going to, this is not snake oil salesman stuff. And this isn't false hope. I'm going to be very clear. We're going to go through some stuff tonight, and I want you to think about what we're going to present, what I'm going to present. And Dr. Tenpenny and myself, and we'll see if we can get some of the other doctors involved, we're going to put together a pamphlet on this to give out. And we're trying to get that done early this next week so people have it. It's really, really powerful. So listen up. Okay. We've identified five principles that will keep you strong and healthy. And we don't know how far this will go, but we're fairly confident that this will create an environment within your body and your spirit energy, your spirit, to keep you extremely strong and able to get through this, okay? And I'm going to be very honest. I'm very proud to have been part of this. So it's really, really cool. So here we go. Top on the list, always, prayer, faith, and your relationship to Christ. You have to have that. Okay, this is not an evangelistic thing. This is real. You have got to have that connection in your heart, because you have to expel all your fear. You have to get to your place where you're solid in Christ, solid in your faith, solid in your prayer. What that's doing is, there's a spiritual part that's pretty good. Like, guess what? Have faith and have your power in Christ. You get a little bit of healing going on, and you get that through Christ to the Father. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, that's your top of the deal. But there's other physiological things that are happening. Through that process, you're elevating up your energy, your frequency, and your vibrations. It literally is, you can map it, okay? For those people that think that when I say that, you're like, oh, you're getting into that stuff of New Age. I'm not, okay? This is where this is some of the stuff we don't get taught in the churches, and it's just ridiculous. It drives me crazy. You make a physiological shift in your body when you pray. You elevate your vibration, your frequency, and enhance your energy. That strengthens a very critical part of this fight, okay? It's essential that you do this because it's strengthening your inner core. It's literally creating that Ephesians 6:10 armor, 6:10 to 18 armor of God. That's what you're doing in that process. And just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. It's a spiritual, physical, it's a spiritual energy shield, if you will, around you. And it's extremely important because we right now are being bombarded by frequencies and we're being hit with nanotech and they're doing all sorts of things to try to destroy the human genome. And we have got to fight back. And part of this that we're doing right now and doing that is by elevating up your energy, your vibration, your frequency. You're separating, you're changing the ability for the nanotech to access your energy. That's very critical because this nanotech is like a parasite. It goes inside of you. It mines you. It mines your core energy and it keeps you down. It also creates a resistance to this energy that's out here, this frequency that's bombarding you. So it's your shield, okay? Next, you've got to have your supplement base, all right? I'll give you a few of them. There's a lot of study on Dr. Tenpenny's site. Please go over there, check it out. But here's your basics. You've got to keep your vitamin D up. You've got to keep your vitamin D up. This is one of the most critical pieces here because there is a strain of something going around here that's been engineered. It's a Wuhan something or other. It's based on the coronavirus. They've done it because the coronavirus has a high transmissibility. It has a very low lethality, but that's what they're using to generate their third stage of the weapon, which is the fear. So you've got to keep that inner core of your physical immune system strong, okay? You have to keep it strong. And to do that, you've got to boost it with vitamin C, vitamin D. You have to boost it with, you've got to keep zinc in your body, okay? Vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. If you can, get a nebulizer. Okay, this is proving to be very successful. And you want to use one part of 3% solution household hydrogen peroxide with 7 parts saline solution and a drop of iodine 3 days a week. 3 days a week. Okay. Oh, by the way, these are just my ideas. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm not a doctor. I don't wear a white coat. I don't play a doctor on TV and I didn't sleep in a Holiday Inn Express last night. So don't mistake what I'm saying here as anything other than just random ideas of what I'm suggesting that it's like I had a dream or something and this all came to me. Even though we're putting it in a pamphlet, we're going to suggest some great health ideas for you. These are great health ideas. For those trolls out there that are going to like call up the FTC, can you believe what he's doing? Like, yeah, I'm trying to save humanity. We're all trying to save humanity from these trolls. All right, so anyway, got my disclaimer out of the way. Let's keep moving. All right, so you've got to have those pieces in place. Now, there's 2 other parts of this, and I cannot tell you where to get this. You're just going to have to figure this out, and hopefully we'll have a little more information for you. But it is proving that ivermectin every couple weeks and alternating that with HCQ every couple weeks, alternating back and forth, so it's every other week, is enhancing what the doctors are calling, you're probably going to laugh, but it's literally they're calling this the prophylactic. So you're creating a shield, a protection of yourself. And it's keeping your body safe. Now, all this stuff I'm talking about, because people are asking tons of questions right now, are the vaccines shedding? Are they transmitting? They are transmitting. They're not shedding. Okay? They are transmitting. What they're transmitting, we don't know. What I am telling you tonight, we feel has the highest probability of keeping you healthy. I cannot tell you this is a cure. It is not. These are just common sense stuff you need to do to put these things together to enhance your strength in this world. This is a spiritual, this is an energy, and this is a frequency, a vibration, and a fight as well as a medical fight. It is all one big pile of stuff they've thrown at us, and if we don't look at it from a holistic point of view, it's going to be rough. Okay, so you have your first part, which is your prayer. That's got to be all the time. And I mean, you've got to be focused on it in the morning, focused on it at night, focused on it middle of the day, but you've got to keep a process, a dialogue of keeping yourself in prayer to keep that fear and anxiety out of you. Those are the most destructive elements in this whole thing. Your second part, you've got to enhance your inner body. You got to enhance that great, amazing immune system that God gave us. And so in doing that, you need to boost it with the things I've mentioned. Zinc, vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin C, and vitamin D is a big one. Vitamin D is a big one. It's really a good idea to nebulize with about 15 minutes of nebulizer every other day with household hydrogen peroxide, which is a 3% solution mixed with saline and a drop of iodine. Now, what that's doing is it's adding oxygen into your blood and it's enhancing that ability. Okay. So that's your kind of main package. If you can add in there every other week, you have to get these prescribed. I don't know where you're going to find them. I'll leave you at that for now. If you can get ivermectin and HCQ, then what you will do is on 1 week, you'll do ivermectin. On the next week, you have HCQ. All right. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I don't wear a white coat and I didn't sleep at Holiday Inn Express. Okay. Those things right there are your kind of, there's the core elements of many of those. If you listen to what Dr. Merritt said the other night, they're finding some issues or some positiveness with what's called black cumin seed that comes from India. I don't know how you prepare that. I would assume, since I studied a little bit of herbalism in another part of my life, you probably need a mortise and pestle. You need to probably break it up and you can digest it raw. I understand that has a natural, according to a doctor, Merritt said, there is a natural amount, a low-level amount of HCQ in that. So that'd be worth studying and looking into, okay? And also, elderberry. Elderberry has been used for years by the herbalists. I've used it for years for flu and for boosting immune system. It's another great one to use. So elderberry is another one, okay? It's naturally occurring. So that's kind of your basic stuff right there, right? Okay, so what's our third one? Third one has to be exercise. You've got to have a fitness program in place at least 3 days a week, ideally five. 3 days is kind of a maintain. Five is when you kind of get into building your strength. So you need to go from, and it doesn't have to be crazy, but you should be walking, you should be doing an exercise bike, you should be lifting weights, something. And you don't have to, we're not talking about building Olympiads here. We're talking about getting your health up. And with that also, in your diet side of that part of your internal, cut out your raw sugars, eat healthy right now. The very, very important things. Okay, I'm very serious about this. So your first three are pretty clear. You've got the boosting of with supplements to boost your immune system, eating healthy, getting rid of your raw sugars, all your junk food, processed food, as much as you can. I know not everybody can, but that's as much as you can. You need to definitely build up your prayer and your focus on prayer on a daily part of your process. What's amazing about this whole thing is that ultimately that's where we should be anyway, but we have to really boost it up. And then that third thing is the exercise program. So here's the last two elements of these steps, and it's really powerful, okay? Number four on this is music. Music, all right? I'm going to get into the whys of this in a second. Music isn't just listening, because remember, all the music that we are listening to is now is tuned to 440 kilohertz. 440 kilohertz is designed to harm or set a discord in with your harmony of your DNA. If you can find music that has been tuned to 432 and some is out there, then I would do that. All right. If you have a program like Logic Pro X, like I use, you can actually retune music to 432 hertz, but that's another topic. And I'm not doing a teaching class on that today. Not today. All right. So music. Here's the most important part about music, though. It's not the listening, it's the generating. So this goes to scriptural. Singing hymn and praise, all right? It is really important that we generate a frequency from within that is not ours. This is God's frequency coming out of us. This is the healing part of this. We have built a world where we have become dependent on everything they give us, right? Everything, think about it. We sit around with, they give us a job. We go to the store, they give food for us to buy. Now, everything in the music we do, we sit and we listen to the music they give us. We have become recipients, not creators and distributors. God didn't ask us to sit on our butt and have everything brought to us. God wanted us to be in this, occupy the land. That means pushing into this. That means we stand up and we take responsibility and accountability for what we do. That's critical. All right? So, the music is not just receiving. It's part of it. You can listen to music. It's a great thing to do anyway because it elevates your spirits and so forth. But now we have to generate. So how do we generate music? The easiest way that everybody can generate music, you can hum, you can sing, you can do whatever, and you need to do that to elevate up the vibration, God's vibration within you. And if you can play, I would highly encourage you, even if you can't play, to start figuring out something to play, start learning to play an instrument. It has all sorts of therapeutic issues to it. It has a creative part on your brain, the left brain development, and it enhances, again, the great feelings and the vibrations in which we create. All right? If you play guitar, if you play an instrument that needs tuning, check your tuners. And I was doing this tonight, by the way. Check your tuners because not all tuners tune to 432. Many of the tuners, believe it or not, only go down to 436 or 438. So check your tuners because you can tune your guitar to 432. You can tune anything to 432. So music is your fourth pillar. Create it, not just receive it. Create it, sing it, create it. All right. Fifth element is color frequencies. Very, very important. We need to be able to add color frequencies into our visual plane. That means you need to take an effort to put color, physically wear color, because color enhances us. Get outside and witness real color. Okay, see the nature, see the leaves, see the grass. This is super important. With frequencies as well, if you can, as you experience the color, take time. I know this. For some of you are going to think this is goofy, but I know a lot of you don't, and I'm one that does not think it's goofy at all. Take your shoes off and walk on the earth. Put your bare feet to the earth. We are connected to this ecosystem. Think about how many times in your life you have walked on the earth and how much we always put a layer between our feet and the earth, always. It is time that we kind of get back to some basics. And I'm not talking about becoming Neanderthals, so don't worry about that. I'm not going to start talking about like running across country on barefoot, but just take 5-10 minutes and put your feet on the earth and feel it. It's fantastic. Okay, so there's your five. Now watch this lay down. It's amazing because I did this with Dr. Timpenny today, and it's really amazing. So watch this lay down. Okay, so what have they done to us? All right, number one thing, they closed the churches. What's our number one thing we have to do? Prayer and worship, right? So what's the first thing they did? They cut off the churches because they know that prayer and worship, it isn't just our connection with God. They know that it's adjusting our frequency up. So they literally cut away our access to God and our places of worship. So they try to bring our frequency down. Number two. Supplements that you take to enhance your immune system. What are the things that they've been trying to do? They've gone after HCQ. They've tried to ban it. They have tried to limit access to ivermectin, and they have been suing people that have been advertising the health benefits. I'll probably get sued. This is funny. The health benefits of vitamin D and vitamin C. So there's your second pillar. It's lining up with their strategy, right? Okay, let's go to the third pillar, physical fitness. What have they done? Locking people into their homes and wearing masks. What does that do? It limits your physical activity and it limits the effectiveness of physical activity when you're wearing a face diaper. So that's number three. So they have tried to destroy the resistance in your body that way. Number four, frequency. which is music. Think about the things that they are asking you not to do. Do not sing in church. They have this thing now, don't sing at weddings. They're trying to keep you at a distance from one another. Put a face gag on. They don't want you seeing each other, connecting each other. They're trying to limit those frequencies and those experiences of God's frequencies coming out of you. So all these things that seem ridiculous have an exact correlation as to why they're doing it, which is to reduce our resistance and reduce our frequency ability to exist on the earth. And number five, what's number five? Number five is color frequency. So what have they done? They've locked people in their homes. What does that do? It makes you dependent on unnatural light, artificial light. It makes you dependent on being within rooms. Imagine if you're in a big city and you're in one of these concrete nightmare zones. You don't even have the ability to get out and see any color. You're going to be locked in your home into the dreariness of your apartment, and you're going to be limited by the natural lights you see. So you see how this lines up? It's phenomenal. Their whole strategy the entire time, they know us better than we know ourselves. They have studied us. They know what our real sense is. They know what our real power is. And they've taken away the key elements of our power, our strength. And the worst part is they've done it by simply telling us to do it. And we've been so ridiculous. We did it by ourselves. We admitted it and we went along with it. We're like, oh, what a great idea. I'll gag myself. I'll seal myself in my home. I'll take away the things that I need to increase my health within me. I won't exercise because I'm going to be sitting around all day. And I'll stare at the walls all day and I'll get miserably sick. They have done all these things strategically. Okay. And then don't forget the other thing, which is, it's really interesting that lately they've been throwing in this thing about no dancing. And what is that? Again, what does dancing do? It elevates up your positive frequencies. It lifts you up. It's a celebration of life. Anything that's positive, they're trying to suppress because they want your frequencies, your energy, your vibration to be down. That's what this whole thing has been about. Now think about this. Now we're going to go to the next level. They're bombarding us with frequencies, all sorts of frequencies. They're hitting us with 5G, hitting us with music. So all of this out here, they've been just nailing it, right? Well, when you start thinking about music and you start going to the stories of like Jericho, what are these stories telling us? These stories are telling us that when we sing him and we're singing him in praise to God, but we're singing, we are projecting God's frequency out of us into the world. That is our offensive weapon system. That's our system of attack. So as they try to bombard us with these nasty frequencies, as we elevate up through prayer and we then sing, we're literally countering this nastiness that's hitting us, and we're creating this massive armor of God around us. And guess what's happening? We're standing there unfazed by the nastiness. Now, I'm not going to tell you you're not going to get a little sick. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to get exposed. I can't guarantee that because, again, these are just my ideas of things that I think are a good idea to stay healthy. And there definitely isn't a warranty on this program. But here's the deal. Of the things we're looking at, these are the most probable that we can come up with to keeping you totally healthy. And when we create those resonances right there, we are literally in the world in a powerful sense as warriors, true powerful sense as warriors, and we're able to push back on this nastiness and stand boldly. Now, what about those that have taken the injection? Because the diagnosis right now for those that doing the injection is miserable. There's horrible things on the horizon, it's looking like. In the latest study from a fertility clinic, it's looking like they are, and they've just done the studies, every one of the people they tested came out infertile that took the injection. Didn't matter the age, and it didn't matter the sex. They became infertile after taking the injection. So, what could possibly be done? Well, this is where we go back to the teachings of Christ, which is the healing of love and through his heart. And if we're following all the things that we're talking about, and people are able to expel their fear and their anger and their all the anxiety around things, and they're able to get down to the true sense of being in alignment with God, healing can begin. And I truly believe that. Now, this is a theoretical projection. We have no proof of this. I have no proof of this, other than the Bible, which is pretty substantial. It's kind of a big deal, sort of, you know, like God kind of said it would happen, and we're like, oh, look at that. We can actually heal. The deal is that we have to literally carry this with us as an offering to those that are in the state of feeling now that they're in despair or they're suffering from this. The only solution we have right now are these five steps. Those that have taken the injection that are going to have to begin with the realization of what has happened to them, and the realization and accountability of what they have decided to do to themselves based purely on fear and being deceived. That's the first step. You have to accept the responsibility, and you have to come to God with that. The next part is one of the hardest pieces, because once you accept the responsibility, you're going to be struck with fear, anxiety, anger, all those sorts of negative emotions. And that's when the dark side gets its latches into you. So the only way that you can get through this is to let all of that go. Now, that is a really big rock to climb. However, through prayer and through a solid regime of those other four tiers and keeping constantly working through that process of accountability and healing through Christ, I'm telling you, it can happen. It may not happen overnight, but it can happen. And once we get to that, we begin to restore the way the body was intended to work. Keep in mind, early tests are showing as well, by the way, those concerned about the nanotech, which we all should be worried about. Early tests are showing with some stuff that came from, boy, I want to say it's Slovakia, and I don't have that. I don't know if I'm right about that, that the ivermectin was breaking down the DARPA hydrogel. The ivermectin was breaking down the DARPA hydrogel. That's phenomenal. Okay, so we have got to continue to have a very positive view on this thing. If you're going to live in negativity, if you're going to feel like you're doomed and gloomed, you are. I don't know how else to tell you, but you might as well just throw in the towel now, go over and get an injection. All right, I'm not really playing with that. Everybody right now has to keep their positivity up. You have to keep your view up. You have to turn to God. You have to stand up strong. And you have to have no fear in this moment. That is going to be the key. And when you have that, you have the pivot point to do all these other things powerfully. It is either all in with God, or you might as well just keep walking over to that wide gate, because there is no middle ground right now. And I'm really serious about that. This stuff is, from my assessment, when we start looking at people that are doing a few of these things, it kind of works. But when you do all five of them, you're literally creating this armor around you that's incredible. And it's so powerful. So let's go over them again. All right. First level, first one, prayer and worship, praise of God, and getting Christ strongly in your heart, expelling all your fear and anxiety, and putting your love and trust 100% into God and Christ. Number two is boosting your immune system, eating healthy, taking your supplements. And if you can get hold of it, or if you can't, I mean, making sure also in those supplements you consider doing a nebulizer with hydrogen peroxide, 3%, and a drop of iodine 3 days a week. And also, if you can, getting some ivermectin and some hydroxychloroquine. Okay. I know YouTube's going to go nuts. I bet their AI sensors right now are like having their, it's frying. They're like, the techs are over there on YouTube going, what's happening? Our entire server system's melting down. They're like, what is this Bard's guy doing? He's hitting every single flag word. I'm like, yep, I am. This is war. So bring it. Let's do it. So anyway, here we go. Continuing. So we've got that. And then you've got the other, your next piece, which is your physical fitness. You've got to have a physical fitness program. Okay. And it doesn't have to be, you're not trying to be a bodybuilder. You're not trying to win Mr. Olympic competition or trying to join the Olympic team. It doesn't have to be that way. You've got to be in, got to build your strength in your immune system by having physical fitness, okay? Number four, music. So I'm personally going to encourage everybody to do some humming and singing every day. If you sing off tune, you might want to do it in private so other people aren't going like, please. But that's okay. Don't worry about that. God gave you a gift of enjoying music however you enjoy it. And start taking the initiative, if you don't know how to play something, to play an instrument. Start doing this. It's very important. Because we need to be creating the frequencies, the vibrations in this world with the grace of God with us. It is truly beautiful. Okay? The fifth element is color frequencies. The frequency of color. Expose yourself to beautiful colors. See nature. Wear color around you. Maybe, ladies, maybe you put on a beautiful scarf or a colorful scarf, or maybe you put on, somebody, you know, is going to put on some colorful sunglasses or something, whatever you want to do. Add some color into your life. All right? Spark it up, because as we do it, it affects others as well in a really good way. All right? But we've all kind of fallen into this, there's kind of a dreariness that's settled over everything, and you don't see a lot of, like, you know, people dressing up as much anymore because we're like, oh, it's so miserable. We're going to just live in our homes or whatever. You got to perk it up. Okay. Get in nature. See that. Experience natural colors, natural light. Get those vibrations going in you, and take off your shoes once in a while. Go walk on the grass. Go walk on the earth. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Every single one of those. If we water all those down, even the supplements, if we do them right, they can all come from natural plants on this earth. And as I said, they're already finding that hydroxychloroquine is available in small doses. It exists within what they call black cumin. So this is profound in a certain sense because it's so natural and it's so non-medical. And this is truly about healing. It's not about medicine. And the biggest part of all of this is this incredible power that it gives you in the sense of positiveness in the world. There's many things you can add to this that each one will try to do or want to do. And that's great. That's as it should be. But that's kind of a basic framework that if you follow that, it's blessed. I truly believe it's blessed. And with that, it is a way to every single one of us to own the strength in that, to build our armor, and then to not have the fear knocking at our door. Yeah, these people are taking the jab. I feel sorry for them. They're doing dumb stuff. It's bad decisions, and it's going to have consequences. But we have to build ourselves up first, and then we can start going out to others to try to bring this to them and help them heal, because that's ultimately our goal. Is we want to go out and help others heal. But we have got to build our inner strength and our inner core first. And when we do that, we become the leaders. And this country needs leaders right now. There is zero leadership right now. Zero. And we need it. And the leadership is coming. And it's us. And it's God speaking through each of us as we listen. And that leadership is beginning with the basics of getting our spirituality, our physical health, strong as can be. Because where God will take us, we will be safe. But we have to have the center point of his faith at us. The greatest part about this is all those doubters out there are going to be looking at you going, oh, you guys, it's wonderful. Because you're going to be able to show them the power of this simple regime centered on God's love and how strong and healthy we can be in this world, how fearless we can be in this world. And in so doing, bring the light to many. And that's our ultimate goal. There's going to be doubters. There's going to be the naysayers. There's going to be the ones that really dislike us. That's okay. By this point, I'm used to it. You should be too. You're like, oh, someone else that hates us. Well, there we go. Let me make another notch on my board. Whoa, look at that. My board's got like 50 marks on it. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, okay. Let's go get another one. Who cares, right? The remnant, strong, mighty, fearless. That's who we are. So let me close tonight with Matthew 5:13-16. one of my favorite passages. I just think it's beautiful, and I think it's so appropriate for who we are. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the houses. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We are what we need to be. We need to be the lanterns. We need to be those lanterns and that are lit, the lamps that illuminate. We need to be those. And with this basic program, you are literally firing up your light. You're making your light shine beautifully. And it's beyond the visual plane. You're doing something in these processes every time you do that to give yourself an illumination, a glow in the world that others will perceive more than they see. But that in itself, when you're near somebody like that, that actually transmits to others. It's provable. And in doing so, what a beautiful thing we're doing, because now we're walking in the world carrying this incredible light, and in so doing, we're inspiring and lifting up the others' souls in doing so, touching them by not even physically touching them. We're touching them with God's love. Profound, beautiful. It's as God intended. So let us close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to come together. We're blessed in this time that we are here facing what is truly an evil that's of unimaginable levels. An evil that truly wants to destroy humanity, destroy your children, destroy all of us. But Lord, you're gifting us with the sight, the way to see. And we are so humbled and so blessed. And we are truly before you humbled and grateful for the eyes that you give us. To be able to see through this darkness and through this nastiness, to realize that we have no fear and nothing to fear. For our begins, Lord, each day with our prayers. It continues with the strengthening of that amazing immune system that you've given to us in perfection in our body. It reminds us to restore our health also through what we eat and staying away from the things that are processed through the hands of men. To remind us of the importance of being in the world, to exercise, to give us vigor and strength, to always be out there singing praise to you and creating music in this world as a vibration to literally transform this world with the love that you have moving through us, and to spend time enjoying the incredible beauty that's all around us, the perfection that you've made in the multiplicities of color and dimension. Truly, Lord, what an amazing gift you've given us, and we are so grateful. We ask for the strength to continue this walk together, to have these five pillars strengthen patriots and all across this globe, to have the confidence to stand up to this nastiness and know that nothing can touch us, that truly we will hold the armor of God around us, and in so doing, we will stand boldly in the name of Christ, and we will crush this evil as it has never imagined being crushed. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So patriots, we are occupying the land. We are not slinking away. We are occupying the land. And in occupying the land, we are standing boldly, fearless. We are taking territory. We're not just standing back, sitting on the couch like, whoa, what's going to happen today? Oh, this is bad. That's over. Done. No more. This is the time we are on the offensive now. And we have the tools to do it. Prayer. Boosting the immune system. Exercise. Music. Frequencies of light. Follow those five. Do those. Just empower yourself to an unbelievable level. And in so doing, feel the glory and joy of God flow through you. Stand up and smile in this world. Be fearless. Lead others with your joy. And crush this darkness once and for all. That is what we are trying to do. Literally, throat stomp the devil himself. And I'm good with that. We have to take this world back, not just this country back, this world back. It's ours to take back. It's our land to occupy. We've got God with us, Christ in our heart. We've got no reason to do anything other than win and win decisively. And there's your five steps to start. So let's buckle up. We've got a war to win. Not just a fight, but a war to win. And when we're done, God will praise us and God will praise this world and God will return to this land as intended. And I think that needs an amen right there. So, keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are the centerpiece of all things. And from there we build out. Never stop praying. Be relentless in prayer. God will never forsake us. He's never going to leave us. He's right there smiling. He's got his arms wide. He wants us to explore. He wants us to stand proudly with him. He wants us to feel his love. He wants us to feel his strength. When we shirk back, I would think, I have no idea, but I would think that when we shirk back and we take that burden of feeling afraid, I would think that it's a disappointment to him because he's offered us the greatest thing. He said, have no fear. I'm here for you. Vengeance is mine. You just need to love. Keep going. And as we do, we build the bridges. We follow, as Apostle Paul has always said, respond to evil with love, agape love, the greatest force within us. And we crush it in the process. We crush the darkness. We crush the evil. And in the end, God wins. It is the Lord's fight. We are here as his soldiers on the ground. It is his fight, his victory. And we want to be part of every bit of it. And we are. So I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through. Fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. we run away sometimes.